Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. Very, very excited tonight. I am, of course, I'm your host, Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. You found it. Like I said, I'm real excited tonight. We've got a fantastic rock band out of North Hollywood. Very, very cool. Way out on the West Coast. Riot. Hey, guys, how are you tonight?
Doing great. Thank you so much, Jamie. It's great to be on the show.
Oh, well, yeah. Awesome. Why don't we go around the room and introduce you guys to everybody? So go ahead and say your first name and what you do in the band.
Hi, my name is Rob Cruz. I sing and I play bass.
Go, Sean.
Yes, cool. Yes, this is Sean Silas, and I play the guitar.
This is Charles Wiley, and I'm the drummer in the band.
Nice. The great thing about a trio is, you know, there's not a lot of checks to be cut when it comes to going out for funds. There, that's a good thing, man. That's all you need. Now, are you guys from LA, or did you transplants, or what? How did it come together? How did Riot come together?
Well, originally it came together. I was approached by an A&R agent from Universal, and he said, "You need to start a band." I live out in Riverside, California, so does Sean, and and Charles is out in North Hollywood. So that's how we put together. We came together. I think we started getting together probably December of 2017. So we've been a little over a year now.
Nice. Very, very cool. Yeah, well. And Riverside's a bit of a trek, man, to L.A. there. What 2-hour drive, would you say? Hour and a half? Nah, it's about 2 hours, I think, right?
Well, depending on traffic and how you go, I usually average about 45 minutes from my house to Lancaster.
No, that ain't bad.
That's not bad at all.
Only an hour.
No, I thought it was.
I used to live in San Diego, and I tell you, it's been a while. It was many martinis ago, so Very true. But yeah, like I said, I lived in San Diego. So what that means is, you know, every weekend I was up in LA because that's where the action is.
I lived in Rancho Bernardo for 5 years, and I went to Cal State San Marcos, and I was teaching and proctoring at Palomar College out in San Marcos.
Okay.
Applied music. Yeah.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. So you guys, all of my friends, I'm a painter by trade, but all of my friends are either making movies or, you know, making records. And the reason is I like to go to good parties, and those are the cats who throw good parties, you know, just the way that is. But, plumbers, not so much, but comes in handy when you need one. But what I was going to say is a lot of my musician friends, when they get together in bands and stuff, they know each other from like the scene and whatnot. Is that how you guys all like kind of came together, or was it an audition type deal? Was Craigslist involved? I mean, how did that all?
No. What happened was over the years, Sean and I have known each other. Oh my gosh, it's probably about the late '80s, and we actually got our start in Christian music scene. So Sean and I would kind of follow each other in and out of bands, never really played in a band together. And then Charles and I, we played together in Sonia Harley's band, and we first met when we got together to prepare for the Motorhead Motorboat Cruise.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good time.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
I wanted to go on that. Amazing.
It did not suck.
We're still recovering.
Oh, man. That's awesome. That's very, very cool. Well, you guys know, so you got together and whatnot, started writing and everything, and then started recording at Clear Lake. recording studios there in Hollywood, and have the new album out, right? I mean, or the actual debut album, or EP, I should say, entitled Sleeping at Panikin's. I'm probably not saying that right.
Yeah.
But I think I am.
No, you're you hit it right. You're from San Diego. You know. This is in regards to Panikin's Coffee House in Encinitas.
That's right. Absolutely. I didn't put it together, but I'm like, well, it's not a name you hear all the time, you know. So that's fantastic. So that's cool. So what would you guys say? I mean, a couple months of, the idea of putting the EP together, or was it a longer process than that?
I'm gonna let Charles take that one.
Oh God, we're in trouble.
Charles, take it away.
Basically, Rob had some song ideas, and him and I got together initially and kind of hashed some things out musically. Exactly. And man, it didn't take too long. I would say probably two or three rehearsals with him just. Drums and bass, and Rob came in with a lot of the ideas already, and we just kind of worked them out, did some arranging, some writing, things like that, and then he said, you know what, I got this guitar player that I wanted to work with for forever. He's a great guitar player, and he'd be perfect for this. And I was like, all right, cool. And Sean came in, and man, like within, I would say, three rehearsals, the songs were ready. And we probably went in not much longer than that after that in the studio to record the stuff. So it unfolded really quickly. And, you know, that word naturally and organically gets thrown around a lot, but really organically, just like it wasn't forced. It's just like, let's just see what happens musically. And it worked.
Nice. That's cool, man, because I'm telling you, at least with the people I know, that isn't always the case, you know, where you just it man, I have a friend of mine that, I think he's been trying to form the perfect band for the past 15 years. You know what I mean? I'm like, maybe the issue is you, buddy. You know, you ever think about it? You know, never can say that. And we all think it a lot, you know?
If you break it down. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in and out here. If you break it down, we had 33 hours of rehearsal, and we did the recording because we recorded it live. We were all in the same room, and I think we probably put down with vocals. I think the recording took us about 6.5 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad. You know, that's cool. That is cool. What a lot of people not in the business don't realize, when you go into a recording studio, or, you know, to record or to lay down tracks, it's like riding a cab, man. The meter is running. It ain't cheap. You know?
Right. That is true.
Yep.
No, and I got, you know what? I got great guys. These guys know their craft. These guys are on it, and their communication skills are just amazing. And if you listen to the album, you can hear the brilliance. My personal favorite point of the album is when Sean comes in on the solo for Dregs. Sean, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that was, I've always played solos through my whole career. I guess I would be, considered as a lead guitar player, I guess. But I've always wanted to try to incorporate the rhythmic part, the melodies, along with the fast, my guitar soloing. So when I heard Dregs with the tempo and all, it was perfect to let the solo, breathe, and then kind of throw in like that little
nice
speed run, like here and there. And, it was one of those things where I wanted to be an epic type solo and for it to mean something. But I'm so happy to play that. So, and that solo is actually the original solo when I first wrote it, when I showed it to Rob and Charles.
Mm-hmm.
So it may have changed a tiny bit. Yeah.
It's a great track. You know, we should play it for everybody. So we're gonna play a couple tracks from you guys tonight. Do you guys want to start out with Drugs? I mean, that's
awesome. Would be great. Thank you.
Yeah, let's do it, man. Let's do it. Hey, everybody. This is Dregs Riot. Fantastic track. Check this out. Fantastic track from Riot. That was Dregs. Man, I like that track, guys.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Rob, you're right, man. Sean, man, when you come in on that guitar, that's fantastic. And Charles, man, banging those drums. That's, man.
Thank you so much.
I just got to say
one thing, though, about Sean, because, like, that guy nailed that solo in that take live in the studio. No overdubs, and man, it was amazing just to kind of be there and like playing, watching him do it. It's just one of those moments where you're like, holy hell, man, like that's pretty badass, you know, like so.
That's cool that you guys recorded it, like, you know, right then and there too. I mean, because that's usually not how it goes, you know. And you know, I didn't hear any auto tones on the vocals there. I'm kidding.
No.
I'm messing with you. The dark side of technology. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't hear it a lot in rock and stuff, but I tell you, in like pop music, and I just, And I mean, I'm an old man, so I guess, you know, everybody's like, oh, here he goes. He's going to start bitching about modern music. Not really, though, but I just don't understand how people think it's, like, that's acceptable, you know? I mean, we would have, when I was a kid, man, we would have chased people out of town for trying to pull some shit like that, you know? What the hell?
Oh, yeah. We called it Milli Vanilli.
That's right. That's right. Hey, man, I grew up in Detroit. It was a mean time. Let me put it this way. I was just telling the story at a party the other day. When I was a kid, if you, you know, the big thing was kind of a punk thing. You'd get combat boots. Everybody wore combat boots, and everybody got them from, they knew somebody on a base or some shit. And you could never wear new combat boots because people would beat you up. It was bad. So what we would do is we'd get these combat boots and leather jackets and shit, and we would tie them on the back of a car and then drive the car around on like a dirt road for a little while or something to beat them up. Yeah, before you went out, you know, because you couldn't look all slick. That, you know, but
that's funny.
What's cool is you guys are doing, you know, this is just awesome rock and roll. Melt your face off.
Thank you.
I dig it. Not enough of that going around, you know. And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. It's definitely a different vibe. I mean, and these guys, man, they came in and I was just like, you know, I'm the master of ambiguous articulation, and these guys were able to translate what I said, and this is what we came out with.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. Now, I should mention, you guys do have a website, of course, riotmusic.com. I don't know why my voice just did that. That was weird. Riotmusic.com. Toe or something for a minute there. But it's a fantastic website. I like the website a lot. And there are links. God, I can't even talk tonight. There are links, ladies and gentlemen, right there on the website to all of Riot's social media, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, and all of that. Now, on the website, the cool thing is I was looking here, and it says you guys will be in the process of setting up touring this summer, right?
We're going to be supporting the EP. We're looking at probably a little bit earlier than summer, but, you know, we still haven't gotten those dates locked down, but we're shooting for May and June.
Nice. That's the time, man.
Yeah.
That is the time. That's very, very cool. Now, you guys think it'll just be up and down the West Coast, or you guys think you go a little further out?
We're looking at the Midwest.
Oh, nice. Well, you know, there's a huge, it was, I grew up in, like I said, in Detroit, and that whole scene, like Michigan and Indiana, all that, Illinois, all that area there, there's a giant rock scene to this day, you know, I mean, rock clubs and stuff, and it's just a huge fan base out there. So I think that's a smart move. I think that's a very, very cool smart move, you know?
Oh, thank you. We're really looking forward to getting out on the road. It's really going to be good.
Well, one of the things when I listen to your music, I'm like, these guys would be amazing to see on stage. You know, that translates through. It comes through. And I think that'll work out real well. Fantastic. Good stuff. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Xfinity Mobile is a new kind of network designed to save you money while streaming your favorite music, like that 90s jams playlist you've played 72 times today. It combines America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE with the most Wi-Fi hotspots. You can get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your Xfinity internet, so all you pay for is data. And now get a $200 prepaid card when you buy an iPhone. Visit an Xfinity store or click to see how. Restrictions apply. Require subscription to Xfinity postpay internet and activation of a new line of Xfinity Mobile. Up to 5 devices per account.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
So what should we, let's play another track now. What should we do next, do you think? I've got five
Sean,
queued
what
up
would
here. We've got
out.
Yeah. Yeah, Sean, what do you think?
Well, you know, I like playing them all when I'm practicing, like on my own, and then when we get together. But my favorite, which I never played that much of it, like in the past, and it has like that punk feel, and that's Pop Brigade. That's my favorite.
Ooh.
It was the Pop Brigade.
Yeah.
Skater, go with
I wrote
snowboarder.
Yeah, I wrote that. I was living in a parking structure in downtown Riverside, and I wrote that in Raincross Square. And I do mention Raincross Square there.
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? I was. He says it just so casually. I was living in a parking structure.
Hey, Rob.
Rock and roll.
I was homeless when I wrote this album, and Wes and Melissa Anderson from Rockwell & Scene magazine took me in, and I wrote this album, you know, about that time of my life, and I wrote it at their kitchen table, and holy shnikes, the thing grabbed legs and ran off. It was great.
That's awesome. Well, here, let's play it, man. Let's play it. Pop Brigade.
All right, thank you.
Here it is, everybody.
These dreams
I don't know how all you guys, man. That is, that's a driven song, man. That is cool. I listen to that.
It's fun.
I either want to, you know, assassinate somebody or rob a bank. No, I'm kidding. It's that's a cool track. I like it. That's a soundtrack for something, man. I'm telling you.
It's a soundtrack for larceny. That's awesome.
That's right. Oh, man. That's fantastic. Now, I should mention, I'm so glad you guys are working with Allison and the fine folks over at MBM Music LLC tonight. They're the official sponsor of tonight's show. Put us together, and I'm so glad they did. They're a fantastic people to work with. If you listeners, if you are in a band or got a creative project or something going on, well, I don't know how their business works. I would suggest, you know, washing Allison's car, picking up their dry cleaning, whatever you got to do, man. In your corner, they're good people to know. All I'm saying.
That is true.
All I'm
They've
saying.
Been super helpful, and they are awesome people.
Yeah, nice, it's absolutely nice. Amazing and easy to work with and down to earth. They're great.
That's cool. I met Allison a couple years ago when I was doing the show, and she, we've just become like real good buddies and whatnot. Just always good. She always has great guests. She knows everybody. That's the crazy thing. I mean, I don't know how she has a life, because it seems like she's going out every night of the week for years. But, you know, she pulls it all together, man. She pulls it all together. That's a good thing. I also want to mention all the tracks we're playing. I think all the tracks we're playing tonight are out, right? People can buy these on wherever digital downloaded music is. Ryan,
Charles,
R-Y-A-T-T. Oh, go ahead, Charles.
Yeah.
What?
What outlets can we find those on, Charles?
iTunes, Amazon, and basically anything else, like even YouTube and stuff. You can search the music on there. But, iTunes and Amazon are the biggest and probably easiest to get a hold of. If you support CD Baby, you can buy it on there as well. But I think Amazon and iTunes would probably be that most convenient for most people. So.
Very cool. Very cool. And you guys are on Spotify too. But if you do listen to Riot on Spotify, ladies and gentlemen, just, you know, put it on repeat and make sure it plays 10,000 times, and that'll help them out. Oh my
please,
God.
Yeah. Please.
Thank you, Jamie. Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, it's so funny because there's so many, like, inside jokes that people not in the business just don't. You know, it's amazing, too. And I think it's surprising because, you know, you talk to people. And I don't want to cast stones about anybody. I mean, but, you know, Apple doesn't do shit for free. You know, and I think people are surprised when you let them know, like, what the percentage the artist gets, like, from a typical iTunes track that's for, you know, I always tell people, and here's the thing, you guys are going on tour coming up here, you know, in a couple months. I always tell people when they ask me, they're like, where's the best place to get? I'm like, at a show, there's usually a table in the back and a, you know, a hot chick sitting there, and go over and buy a CD or get them direct. But, you know, some people live in Australia or someplace far away and they can't do it. So iTunes stuff, you know, however you got to do it. Pick it up.
Exactly.
What do you guys think about, like, digital distribution and the music business? And I mean, because you got, this is where you guys live, you know, this is your thing.
Well,
you think it's helpful now the way it's set up?
Well, you know what? Here, we were just talking about this. I'm from the old paradigm, man. I got signed to Elektra Records at 15, and that was 1986. And there was actually a process, and there was a long hallway that you marched down and doors that you had to try. And now it's just the Wild West. And I'm for it as far as the independence and the do-it-yourself process of it. And, you know, if you break it down, you know, yeah, it's digital distribution, and yeah, they take a chunk, but you know what? We're still making more money than had we signed like a distribution deal in the late 80s and early 90s. And and we're pretty much left alone. So that's what I like.
And you don't
I like
have
the independence
big,
of it.
There's not a big you know, payback. There's not a big debt that is going to come due. You know what I mean?
No. And that's what people don't understand. And I'm not saying all record labels, but from my experience, and because I came out of the last throes of the monster from the 80s into the 90s, I mean, back then there would be an upfront. When you had that upfront, you had to pay that back at 30% compounded interest quarterly, and you didn't see a dime until that was paid back. Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that. You know, that's everybody starting out, they're like, oh, I want that record deal. I need that record deal. And it's, and yeah, you know, that's great. Yeah. Nobody rides for free,
Yeah. And that's the thing. Cause see, the bottom line is, man, what I really like about today's paradigm is, you know, man, we all come from different backgrounds, man. We come from soldiers, blue collar workers, factory workers. My family, they were all migrant farmers in the '50s. So they would follow the crops here and there. So the one thing I really like about these guys and our unit is we just want to work. We're not asking to be taken care of. We just want to be able to know that we can cover the cost of the van and that we can find a good Flying J or Loves to shower in and go out and handle our business. And, you know, if we can get a 30-day tour with 28 dates, that's the way we roll.
That's it. Nice. That's what we want.
That's fantastic. And you guys, and that's very true. I was just telling somebody about the old Flying J. I'm like, yeah, man, when you're traveling, we have some friends that came through and they're doing the big traveling. Although they got it made, man. They got a camper van. They're like with a bathroom.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, man, I never traveled like that when I was younger, bopping around.
No.
No. You know, it was almost a religious experience when that Greyhound would pull into a Flying J. You're like, yes.
Oh,
finally.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, been on the
yeah,
road for
the
3 days.
Exactly. Another thing people don't realize is, you know, you can strategically park at places. For the most part, Walmart is pretty okay with you pulling in and sleeping there and then moving on. Yeah.
Right. You just can't stay. That's the thing.
No, you can't live there. You got a 9-hour stretch before somebody gets called. But yeah.
Right. But that's good though. If you've been driving, you know, if you're in Des Moines, Iowa, or someplace, you know, you're like, oh man, I gotta make it. I can tell you guys a story, but that would be a whole other show. Annie, she said she was 18. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Oh, woo, woo.
I'm going to get emails for that. I'm going to get that.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get all kinds of 11-teen hate mail.
Oh, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Oh, my gosh. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Hey, guys. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape. Just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot, so we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one, and, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened, because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring, it's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. TheCRing.com.
Roxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products. all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, folks. If you're looking for something unique for Valentine's Day for your sweetheart that they're just really going to adore and dig, try L'Apothecary Unique. They offer a natural, organic, gluten-free skincare and hair care products, perfume, oils, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and more, even including something special for the fellas, like beard and mustache balm or aftershave. All that. L'Apothecary Unique. Very, very cool. Drive your sweetheart wild with something made just for them. Use the discount code LOVE to get 20% off all homemade items until Valentine's Day. And, you know, it's very easy to find. L'ApothecaryUnique.com. Good, good stuff. Anyhow, let's play to the track. How about that? What should we do next? We've got, Charles, what do you think? We got Pills for Free, Monday Morning, and Riot. What should we do next?
You know, let's do Pills for Free.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Let's play it, and then we'll talk a little bit about it. Here it is, everybody.
Oh, right.
Pills for Free.